Thank you for joining us for another lesson from God's Word. The West Huntsville Church of Christ at Providence is located at 1519 Old Monrovia Road, Northwest, Huntsville, Alabama, 35806. Anytime you're in the Huntsville area, we hope you'll stop in and be part of our worship. Sunday morning worship is at 9 o'clock, with Bible class immediately following. Sunday evening worship is at 5. Midweek Bible study is held Wednesdays at 7.
Thank you for that beautiful song. And Paul, thank you for those kind words. It is such a joy and blessing to be back with such a great congregation of God's people. Many of you I have known for a long, long time. And this congregation's example before the congregation in Arab and all other congregations is something that you should be very proud of and something that you should cherish. And I don't take for granted the good work of a great congregation. To have two very special men working with you, great preachers of the gospel, great workers for the Lord, to have an eldership that loves souls sincerely and dearly and takes the oversight of this congregation to heart is very commendable. And then to have a membership that is so supportive and so hardworking. And I want all of you to know how much I personally appreciate you. And just God bless you. Keep up your wonderful work. I want to thank you for letting me come and be with you again, for the privilege to speak to you tonight on a subject that is extremely important. I'm not sure that we realize how important this subject is to the well-being and success of a local congregation. Our subject is submitting to one another. And let me say to you as I begin this lesson, if we are going to be at peace, at harmony, and united in the local congregation, we must be people that have an attitude of submission. And this attitude of submission doesn't just cover one area, it covers every aspect of our Christian lives. And I think as we study together tonight, you will see how far-reaching this subject is. You're going to see from this lesson that there is something for every one of us in this study, young and old alike. Our text is Ephesians 5 and verse 21, where Paul simply said, submitting yourselves to one another in the fear of God. Now think about that statement very carefully as we begin. Focus on it. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. And as we think about our purpose tonight, I want to drive home this statement. Our purpose is to produce in each one of us an attitude of submitting. Yes, to one another in the fear of God. But from a general standpoint, if we are going to be pleasing to God as individuals and as a congregation, we must have an attitude of submitting. Now let me pause for just a moment and ask you an individual question. Do you think you have an attitude of submitting? I just imagine that most every one of us, probably every one of us, would answer yes to that question. That's the kind of people we want to be. That's the kind of people God wants us to be. But if we're going to be totally and completely honest, every one of us would have to say at times we struggle with submission as God would have us to. And so I want to challenge you with this subject tonight. I want to challenge you as an individual to become more like God would have you to be in the area of submission. And I want to begin with this first point. Fearing God is the key to submitting to one another. We know this great passage by heart. Ecclesiastes 12, 13, and 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. What is it? Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Why? For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. So we have a purpose in life, don't we? Our purpose in life is to fear God and keep His commandments. We are told this is the whole of man. This is the reason that we are here. In Proverbs 23 and verse 17, we are taught to be in the fear of God. I love this wording. All the day long. What if I ask you the question, what did you do today? Well, you could give a number of answers to that and all of them would be correct. But if you did say, when I asked that question, what did you do today? I feared God. Wouldn't that be a wonderful answer? We are to be in the fear of God all the day long. That verse says, be thou. That's you. In that word thou, that's you and that's me. Be thou in the fear of God all the day long. Every day. Your life is based on fearing God. 7 days of every week, week after week, month after month, year after year. You live daily in the fear of God. Now, what does it mean to fear God? What's involved in this powerful thought? Well, fearing God is an attitude of reverence. See, this is where the submitting comes in. Fearing God is an attitude of reverence that produces humble submission. And it all begins with God. And we'll notice the progression in just a moment. When you properly fear God, you have the attitude that you don't ever want to do anything to displease God. And when you have that attitude, you are saying that I am willing and I want to submit to everything that God says. I have that kind of reverence and respect for Him. I stand in awe of Him. Like Daniel, I know there is a God in heaven. Daniel 2 and verse 28. I know that my very breath is in His hands. Daniel 5 and verse 23. And I know that my purpose in life is to fear Him and to keep His commandments. And that's how I live every day. And that means I have an attitude of humble submission. Think what we've said. Think about this attitude. If practiced in our lives, We will be great Christians, and you will be a great congregation. And I believe that's your purpose here at West Huntsville. I believe that's what makes you such a great congregation. That's why you're here tonight on this Wednesday night. Probably didn't get much sleep last night. I'm having a little trouble staying awake myself. So if you doze off, I understand. But the purpose of your life is to fear God and keep His commandments. You have that attitude of humble submission. And because of that, great things continue to happen in this congregation. Now I want us to notice the progression as we talk about submitting. First of all, we are to submit to God. It always begins at the top, doesn't it? We've just said, fear God and keep His commandments. That's the whole duty of man. So we are to submit to God. As a matter of fact, James 4 and verse 7 says that specifically. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Now think about this. Submit to God. Resist the devil. Young people, there's some good advice, isn't it? You want a great life? Submit to God, resist the devil. That's where it all begins. Notice further as we look at the progression of submitting. We are to submit to the authority of our government. Romans 13 and verse 1 says, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. And notice how Peter worded it in 1 Peter 2 verses 13 and 14. And guess what the first word of verse 13 is? Submit. There's our subject. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or unto governors, as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers or for the praise of them that do well. And so we are to respect our government and we are to submit to our government. Now we all understand if our government required us or tried to require us to disobey God, then we must speak as the apostle spoke in Acts 5 and verse 29. We ought to obey God rather than men. But from a general standpoint, we are to be good citizens, aren't we? We are to obey the laws of the land. We are to set a good example before other people. We are to be thankful for the United States of America. We understand what we have in this country. And we constantly thank God for that and ask His blessings upon this country. And brethren, I feel like some good changes are in the future because of the prayers of God's people. Don't you? I feel like we're going to see some changes in the Supreme Court of America that's going to bring about great changes in this country. I think we're headed back in the right direction. And we need to be thankful for that, and we need to be praying for our leaders regularly and constantly so that we may return to the principles of God. But we are to submit to the authority of our government. Notice further the progression of submission. We are to submit to our elders in the church. I want you to take your Bible. And even though we can quote this passage, I want you to turn to Hebrews 13 and verse 17. And I want us to read this passage together very carefully. If a congregation is going to stay strong, if a congregation is going to stay united, if a congregation is going to work together, then the elders of that congregation must always be respected, and every member must submit to those overseers. Deacons, every member of the congregation, don't ever be a problem to your elders. This verse says, obey them. That's plain, isn't it? That have the rule over you. And what's that next word? Here's our subject again. And submit yourselves. Those are key words in our study tonight. Submit yourselves. For they watch for your souls. Thank God for them. They watch for our souls. They're responsible for our souls. And they're doing everything they can to get our souls to heaven. For they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. I've been preaching a long time now, as Paul mentioned, and I have served under some great elders, and I thank God for them. Two of those men served from 35 to 40 years. One thing that I have always give diligence in my preaching life to do is never be a grief to those wonderful men. I have done my very best to submit to them totally and completely. That's what this passage is talking about. And most of the time when there are problems in a congregation, it is because, and let's face it, many times it comes from deacons. Disgruntled deacons. It is because some deacons or some other members of the church are not willing to submit, obey, and follow the leadership of those elders. This is a serious subject. And again, your attitude at West Huntsville is a great example to everyone. Just keep it up. But I don't want you to ever forget how important it is for every member of the congregation to submit yourselves to your elders. Have that attitude of humble submission and be thankful for the privilege. Notice further the progression of submission. Wives are to submit to their husbands. Ephesians 5:22, wives, submit yourselves. Those words are over and over again in the New Testament, aren't they? Submit yourselves. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. And this passage is pointing out the kind of reverence and respect the wife is to have for her husband. It is an attitude of humble submission. Notice as we continue with the progression of submission. Children, young people, don't miss this. Children are to submit to their parents. What did Paul say in Ephesians 6, 1 through 3? Children, obey your parents in the Lord. For this is right. Honor, there's that reverence and respect. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long upon the earth. There's so much disrespect in our society today, and it covers every level, but especially in the home, we see disrespect. Teenagers, young people telling their parents very boldly, "I'm not going to do what you say. I'll come in whenever I want to come in, and I'll do whatever I want to do." Young people, that's the devil speaking. That's the devil's attitude. That's the devil's philosophy. That is the opposite of a humble, submissive attitude. Again, you're here tonight, and I know you're not like that. And don't ever be like that. Be young people of submission. And then as we continue with the progression of submission, we are to submit to one another. We're back at the beginning. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Ephesians 5 and verse 21. Now here's our third point, and here's the important question for tonight. How do we submit to one another? We know God commands it. We want to do it. All of us want to be genuine, sincere Christians. And we know that means submitting to one another. But how do we apply that? How do we make that live in our lives on a daily basis? Well, the answer is actually very simple. By being a servant to one another. By being a servant to one another. Listen to me carefully, please. If you don't get anything else out of this lesson, please get this. A proud, arrogant, self-centered attitude will keep us from submitting. When we're proud, we exalt ourselves. When we're proud, it's our way or no way. When we're proud, it's my will. When we're proud, it's all about me and what I want. It's not about submitting and being a servant. Pride is very deceptive. And we need to look at ourselves tonight. And we need to ask ourselves if pride is interfering with us having a humble, submissive attitude. I want you to think about this. This is the reason a proud look is at the beginning of the list of the seven abominations in Proverbs 6 and verse 17. A proud look. What if I ask you further, what is at the end of that list? What is the last one of the seven abominations? He that soweth discord among brethren. So you have the attitude at the beginning. A proud look is the disposition that is the opposite of submission. The proud look is the person that has to have it his way. And if he doesn't get it his way, guess what he'll do? He will sow discord among brethren. He will cause trouble and unrest and problems in the church. He will be a grief to the elders. Do you see how serious this subject is? Do you see how important an attitude of humble submission is to the success and development and strength of a local congregation? As in all cases, Jesus is our perfect example. For the sake of emphasis, I want you to turn with me to Philippians chapter 2. Now we all know verse 5 of Philippians 2. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Glenn and Paul, maybe some others in this audience tonight, have preached many sermons on the mind of Christ. And what a great study it is. But I'd like to say to you that the mind of Christ can be summed up in two words. Humble submission. Humble submission. Let's read together verses 7 and 8. But made himself of no reputation. There's no pride in that statement, is there? Jesus our Lord made himself of no reputation, and what did he do? And took upon him the form of a servant. See, there's how you submit to one another. You become a servant to one another. The attitude of Jesus was one of submission. And he was a servant to all men. He made himself of no reputation. He took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself. See, humility always precedes obedience. Humility always precedes submission. What does that tell us about pride? Pride always precedes disobedience. Pride causes a rebellious spirit. Pride causes us to say, I'm going to do what I want to do. And things are going to be like I want them to be. That wasn't Jesus. He humbled himself and became, what's that next word? And became obedient unto death. Even the death of the cross. Notice how humility and servant go together. You can't separate them. You remember he said of himself in Matthew 20 and verse 28 that he came not to be ministered unto, but to minister. And to give, there's that obedience, and to give his life a ransom for many. There's that servant. There's that obedient servant. And that's the kind of people we must be. With Jesus, it was not about him. And the result was submission. Now think about that. Let's pause and focus on that statement and let's make an application to our lives, because it's hard for it not to be about us, right? But with Jesus, it was not about him. And so his life was one of submission. What did he tell us to do in Luke 9 and verse 23? Again, this is a very familiar passage. He said, if any man will come after me, let him do what? Let him deny himself. It's not about me. My will is not important. What's important is God's will. What's important is what God's word teaches. What's important is what God wants me to be. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. That's what Jesus did, and that's what he's asking us to do. So yes, it was not about him. And the result was submission. That's how we serve one another. It's not about us. It's about other people. It's not about us. It's about ministering and giving. It's about being a servant. It's what can I do for you? It's about edifying one another. And we're taught in 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 12 that we are to seek to excel to the edifying, the building up of the body of Christ. And so my attention is off of myself. My attention is on you. My attention is on others. My attention is on what I can do to help you to be what God would have you to be. And to help you with your sorrows and your hurts and your pain and the troubles that you face in this life. That's how you submit to one another. You have this humble attitude of submission that Jesus Christ possessed that made him a servant to all of mankind. And you deny yourself. You kill yourself. And you just live to do what you can for the cause of Christ every day that you live. I love the statement in 1 Peter 5 and verse 5. Clothed with humility. We all clothed ourselves before we came to services tonight, didn't we? We covered ourselves with clothing. That's what we're to do with humility. Again, the opposite of a proud look. We are to be clothed with humility. And as we clothe ourselves with humility, our purpose will be to submit. And that includes to one another. Our will not be important. Can we all say that together tonight? My will is not important. Your will is not important. And is that not exactly what Jesus taught us when he prayed in the garden, not my will but thine be done? There it is. Not my will, Lord, but thine be done. The only thing that's important is the will of God. We're taught to pray in Matthew 6, thy will be done in earth as it is also in heaven. make that a little bit more personal and say, thy will be done in my life as it is in heaven. Bring it a little closer home and say, Lord, make me thy will. Make me a servant to others. That's the kind of lives that we all must live. If we have congregations that submit to one another in the fear of God, think what kind of congregations we're going to have. When your life and my life is based on ministering, giving, and truly being a servant, we're going to be special people. But most of all, we're going to be pleasing to God. It's my prayer that you will take this lesson tonight, that you will take it very seriously, that you will go home and meditate upon it and make sure that you have a humble attitude of submission. May God bless you.
We hope you have enjoyed this lesson from God's Word. If you would like to continue your study of New Testament Christianity, please send your name and address to World Bible School, West Huntsville Church of Christ, 1519 Old Monrovia Road, Northwest, Huntsville, Alabama, 35806. Or if you prefer, send your name and address by email to wbs@westhuntsville.org.